Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to On the Radio with Dr. Ray, featuring your host, Dr. Robert Ray, and co-host, Natalie Day. This program will help you find the body, mind, and spirit to define your biological age and live a vibrant, sexy, anti-aging lifestyle that you've always desired through diet, exercise, and a variety of helpful tips that will be discussed on today's program. Now, here is your host, Dr. Robert Ray, and co-host, Natalie Day.
Hey everyone, welcome to On the Radio with Dr. Ray. Just came back from a lengthy trip to Africa. My gosh, I almost died there. I worked so hard, I actually went into kidney failure for failing to drink water. But anyhow, I'm back. I'm so happy to be back home as well. You guys, we have a wonderful show here for you today. Of course, I have beautiful Natalie Day giving me a hand today.
Hello.
Just to be on the straight and narrow, right, Natalie?
Because we are.
We're a very irreverent show. Lots of great information, but definitely no spin here. Hey, you guys, we have a wonderful woman with us today, and her name sounds like my name, Ray McGarry. And, you know, it's been said that each one of us receives our own cross to bear. But the legacy of this woman is that she actually inherited several crosses to bear and not only survived, but as she says, she thrived. And that is the great example for us, particularly in this era of, double dip recessions and decreasing job opportunities and upside down real estate and so on and so forth. Here's a woman whose time has come, who can hold America's hand and say, listen, this is how we can survive all these challenges. Listen to this, you guys. You're not going to believe this. Her father was murdered when she was 15. A few years later, she lost her mother to cancer. If that was not sufficient, her brother was also diagnosed with cancer. And you think, well, this is much more than any human can bear. She was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, you know, a disease which is, of all cancers, you know, relatively treatable. But she must have gotten the, you know, short end of the stick because she went through a very grueling chemotherapy and had to have pneumonectomy, which is the removal of a lung on one side and part of the other on the other side. When we operate in this region, I speak as a surgeon. I'm not sure about the details, and she can clarify this a little bit later on. They may have touched the recurrent laryngeal nerve because she was told that she would never really be able to speak again, anything past a low whisper. Of course, if they're going to be in that region, they're going to affect the diaphragm. So, make a long story short, here's a woman who got definitely the raw end of the stick there and yet went on to conquer the world. She has worked as an actress on The Edge of Night, which of course is a wonderful soap opera, has done numerous infomercials, has been in movies, plays, such as Mystery Dinner Theater. She has written a book, and what a perfect segue to let her chime in. You know, it's been said in the scriptures that the Lord chasteneth much, whom he loves much. He must love you a lot.
There you go. Well, yeah, it's funny. We all do have our crosses to bear, and I just really do love giving people hope, and I'm just so glad to, you know, be on your show. Thank you for having me. because we all do have our own stories, and I love to let people know, you know, what's stopping you, what obstacle is going to, you know, stop you. And I believe, especially as women, you can judge the size of the woman by the size of the obstacle it takes to stop her.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And so far, nothing stopped me. I mean, things, of course, get you down. We wouldn't be human if we didn't take the time to, you know, grieve losses and mourn. But we just don't stay down there is the key. And we didn't even touch that. I was abused by my first husband. So I'm a domestic violence survivor as well from all that. And now I'm married to a Prince Charming. So there's love after domestic violence, as well as, you know, I won the Emmy for having a talk show for my TV show. And I'm not supposed to be talking. So what's stopping you from your dreams coming true?
You know, of course, as a surgeon, I got to come back to that issue. Did they divide your recurrent laryngeal nerve, or is this just an issue of the diaphragm?
What they had to do is they did that debulking. The cancer started in my thymus gland, and then it spilled over. It did not metastasize. It spilled over. So they wanted to debulk me and get rid of all of the cancer they could see while they were in
Oh, you're right there. If you're the thymus, you're right next to that nerve, which is, of course, and, you know, midway through your neck there. You're right next to that nerve. So they put pressure on
the... Yeah, they removed the vagus nerve, the thoracic or vagus nerve to my vocal cord. They actually had to remove it because it was infected, you know, the cancer was too much on top of it. So that's what they said. I would not talk again because they didn't just disconnect it or straight, but they removed that nerve to the vocal cord.
Is that the reason why you know Jan Smith? Did she help you?
No, actually, my daughter is a singer. When she was doing a circuit here in Atlanta, somebody told her of the best singing coach in the business was Jan Smith. So she started singing with Jan Smith, gosh, about 10 years ago. And did American Idol the second season, did Top 100.
Congratulations.
So that's how I know James, because of my daughter.
Wow, and that's amazing. So how did you then get your voice back?
Just a miracle. They actually, you know, showed my story on the 700 Club because there's really no explanation. The doctors don't have an explanation. It just is a, you know, a miracle that it just started coming back. About a year and a half, I still couldn't talk. It really was a whisper. I could not be having this phone call with you because I sounded like an obscene phone call. It was very, very faint. And so I just went on my way thinking, okay, Lord, if this is my cross to bear now, I will still live a prosperous life. I will help others. I will be happy because it could be worse. You know, there's children that are sick. There's fatal diseases. I knew I was curable and it was treatable. So let's move on. And I did. And then just before I knew it, it started getting stronger. And just started coming back. It's definitely not where it was before. I used to be an alto singer, but at least I can speak. So I don't mind not singing. I'll let my daughter do that. But I can speak and be on the phone again and have a wonderful, so I want to say, career in speaking, which is a kick in the head. I'm not only speaking, that's how I make my living, which again, giving people hope.
Well, and I know one of the reasons we were so excited to get you on the show is because coming up, the book, I Won't Survive, I'll Thrive, is out, and that's your struggle and your journey and your overcoming. But you also have something now called Live Your Legacy Summit, and people can find out about it at liveyourlegacysummit.com. What is that? Because Dr. Ray is right. You just listed all these things that really should have cut down a normal person.
Well, this is what I'm so excited about now, is I have started now, I had a television show called Live Your Legacy, where I featured nonprofit and charitable organizations, because I believe they're the heroes of this world. They're unsung heroes trying to help the world, whether it's beat cancer or stop domestic violence or whatever it is. So I did 22 episodes featuring them, and then that's when I won my Emmy. Well, with the economy and having hard times trying to find sponsors to support a local show, I'm now taking it into live summits where we can gather women together, and men come too, but it's basically 95% women come together to see live in person, inspiration, heroes, and that's where I'm honoring like Jan Smith for her legacy, and I have nonprofit founders honoring their legacy because this is the legacies that they're leaving and they're living on. So I'm showing 11-year-olds that have already started a nonprofit and showing little girls that you're never too young to start living a legacy and making a good difference in this world.
What is it that's so different about you compared to everyone else? What gives you that indomitable spirit? I mean, I always thought I had an indomitable spirit, but there are times that even I will crawl into a hole and disappear for a few days. What gives you that indomitable spirit?
Well, I don't think I'm different than anyone at all, but I've always had a positive attitude. I've had a wonderful upbringing with my mom. She was my biggest cheerleader from the day I was born. But I've always loved people. It was just always in my nature. I've always been like a people pleaser, and I love making people happy. That's probably why I went into the entertainment field. So when I go through tough times, I just instantly think, well, how can I turn that around and help somebody else? You know, I don't mind going through it myself, so let me turn around and help somebody else through it and make it better. So just kind of the way my mind or heart thinks. And I believe if we all help each other, whatever we've been through, that's the key that makes all of us the same. I think everybody just might get depressed or into a, you know, into more of a sadness if they stay alone and they think they're the only ones going through what they're going through. And it's
good
real
point.
Important for us to say, reach out, because you're not going through something that somebody else has not gone through and made it out the other side. And I'm trying to make it easier to find people like that by doing my summits.
You know what? Obviously, a lot of your energy seems to come from a spiritual place. Right? You seem to have a lot of energy, period, just physical energy. What is it about your day-to-day regimen, or perhaps, you know, the way you eat or whatnot, or supplements that you take, that you seem to have a lot of energy, despite having gone tremendous challenges to your body? Where do you get this physical energy from?
Well, I didn't have it for a while after cancer, that's for sure. But I was brought up as an athlete. When I was 3 years old, my mother put me on ice skates, and I was skating with Dorothy Hamm on Lake Placid for years. And
oh, my gosh. I had a crush on her, but don't tell anyone.
I loved her. She was 8 years old when I was skating with her in Lake Placid. And so I was brought up with the discipline of sports. And I've always loved sports, and then went into dancing. I was a dancer at, you know, the Luigi's and Phil Black on Broadway, where Jennifer Lopez danced at as well. So I just always had that love for physical activity. But I'll tell you what, it's...
Do you continue it today?
I wish. I do skating, and I do walking and running, but biking, but nothing like I used to since, you know, having that terrible surgery that took out half of both my lungs and disconnected half my diaphragm. That makes my breathing more challenging. So I'm not as great at it as I used to be. So now a nice walk, you know, or swimming or going ice skating, you know, is a big deal for me. And I try to do that as often as I can. My husband's an avid weightlifter. He goes to the gym every single day.
Oh, boy. Wow. Now Dr. Ray's going to get excited about this.
We take protein shakes daily. I'm really big on vitamins. When I first finished chemo, I went into chelation treatment and vitamin therapy and took about $1,000 a month in vitamins and restoration for about 3 years to rebuild my body back from that chemo, because we're very health-orientated that way.
Well, you know, listen, you're preaching to the choir. You know, our book, Body by Ray, that Charlie Fusco, our producer, and I wrote, I mean, you're saying exactly what's in the book. So, interesting, even a cancer survivor overcame the disease really with tons and tons and tons of supplements, exercise, positive thinking. That's exactly what's embodied by Ray, our book.
All right, Dr. Ray, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to make sure we touch on a couple of things. We covered so much in this segment. One is I need you to talk about your 20 years as a white-faced clown. How did that creep into your life? I'd like to talk.
What does that even mean? I'm Brazilian. I'm lost.
We're also going to talk about your stint as U.S. Beauty of Georgia 2003, and then you got the title of Most Inspirational Contestant. I'm starting to see a trend in everything that you do, and I want to delve more into what you were just talking about, which was the health and nutrition that you did, that you turned to help overcome some of these challenges in your life. So we're talking with Aray McGarry and Dr. Ray. A lot more coming up, so stay with us.
Making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Ladies, if you are worried about fine lines and wrinkles on your face and would like to get rid of them, then let me tell you about Esotique, the amazing all-natural collagen builder from Chamonix. Esotique is packed with pure antioxidants and natural collagen builders, so it doesn't hide wrinkles like other products. It effectively treats wrinkles, so your skin will be younger, healthier, and softer than ever before. And now is the perfect time to try Esotique, because for a limited time, you can try it free for 30 days. That's right, this incredible skincare is yours to try free at home for a whole month. Call 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085, and just pay shipping today. But wait, call in the next 20 minutes and Chamonix will include not one, but two free gifts. You will get their amazing vitamin C serum and their luxurious neck treatment absolutely free with your order. Don't miss out on this incredible free trial offer. Call now, 800-731-1085. 800-731-1085.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
If you're one of the millions of people who have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or are overweight, don't join the club. It's time to leave that club. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural supplement with ingredients proven to help lower blood pressure, cholesterol, improve blood flow, and even improve your sex life. Here is what Heart Factors users say.
Hi, this is John from New Jersey, and I'm 42 years old, and I ordered your bottle of Heart Factors because of my high blood pressure. Last spring, it was 134 over 93. Now my blood pressure is 120 over 82, and the doctor got me off the medication. This stuff is really good and without any side effects.
John dropped his blood pressure over 10 points and without the medication side effects. See if Heart Factors will work for you. Try it now free for a full 30 days. Call 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536. If Heart Factors doesn't work for you, you never pay. It's that easy. Call now and get your 30-day trial. 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
Hey, everyone, welcome back. You're on the radio with Dr. Ray. And listen, you guys, recently we got the news that, S&P downgraded us. And once again, looks like we're going to a second dip recession. So a lot of us now are running for our capes or turning to the bottle or losing hope. And so we felt, as a production team, that the only person really that could usher us out of this self-pity, because that's what it is really, self-pity, life has been tough through the millennia, is Ray McGarry. Now, here's a woman that cannot be put down, simply cannot be kept down. She's overcome a murder in the family, multiple individuals with cancer, you know, wife abuse, which of course increases in these bad economic times. She's overcome all of this. And simply indomitable, indomitable. I mean, when you look up the word indomitable in the dictionary, you're going to see her pretty face. And by the way, she's very pretty. We want to know, vis-a-vis these operations for cancer and these treatments, how is it that you muster the energy, the will, the self-discipline? How did you change your regimen, both supplements and exercise, so that you could remain healthy and thrive?
Well, I'll tell you what, that is a really good question, because it's night and day. I say BC for me is before cancer, and now it's after cancer. Before cancer, you know, I was a vegetarian. I was very athletic. I would ride my bike 22 miles a day. Nothing would stop me. I was just in the fittest condition. You know, you think you're going to live forever, and I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm exercising, and I really didn't do as well on vitamins as I should have or that. I just thought, you know, I'm in great shape, I'm fine, all that good stuff. When I got diagnosed with cancer, all of a sudden, staying alive and being healthy becomes a full-time job. Mm-hmm. And now it becomes part of your life.
You know, all right, can we stop right there? I think, Dr. Ray, that's such an important point for our listeners.
It is, isn't it?
When you get sick, staying healthy becomes a full-time job.
Amen.
Absolutely. Because yeah, I realized all the use I did as a young girl, you know, we don't eat right. Half the time we're barely eating enough, but we're exercising and we're, you know, working ourselves into the ground because we're young and we think we're just going to live forever and our bodies are going to keep on going, when we really treat our cars better than we treat our bodies.
Oh, we treat the outside. You know, we're treating outside. These girls look perfect on the outside, but they are actually rotting on the inside. So
exactly.
We have to be careful to treat all layers of beauty, which is inner beauty, middle beauty, and outer beauty.
Absolutely. like, so when I got sick with cancer, it was like, okay, oh my gosh. Well, it was too late to do a quick fix, and okay, now let's get healthy and take a lot of vitamins as far as that part. I was already physically full of muscle and in pretty good condition that way, but I couldn't just all of a sudden add a little bit of vitamin C and I'd be cured. I knew I had to go through the surgery and the chemo to get rid of the cancer, and then now is my time to reevaluate and then regain my strength and then put the good stuff in. So that's why I spent those good 3 years. I did chelation therapy, vitamin B and C therapy, all with the IV. I went to an alternative doctor to really, you know, get that extra nutrition and vitamins into my system. And like I said, I spend about $1,000 a month on all sorts of things, from milk thistle to everything you can imagine. But since then, now we make sure, you know, I keep my vitamins up. I keep the protein shakes going. I'm just a much better eater. I'm eating now not to stay a size 5. I'm eating now for nourishment because I want to live a long life for my kids and grandkids. I want to be alive. I don't care about being a skinny corpse.
Listen, Ray, you won't believe this story, but I knew of a lady who was taken to the hospice with stage 4 breast cancer. So, you know, we take people to the hospice politely so they can die, basically die with, you know, dignity. And in the hospice, at this point, she's very cachectic and very, very, you know, basically very skinny, very cold. And she just asked the attendants, please take my stretcher outside in the sun so that I can get a little bit of sun and can get warmer. So they took her out, and she developed that habit that many farmers have, which is just to nibble on the blades of grass. You know, she had 2 to 3 months to live, obviously, by the time you make it to the hospice. But as the 2 to 3 months rolled around, she didn't pass away. Anyhow, they kept her a few more weeks. She really kept always nibbling on that grass. It got so bad, the habit, that when they brought her flowers, she would nibble on the petals when no one was looking.
Gosh.
And lo and behold, the weeks turned into months, and finally they had to let her go because, you know, she wasn't passing away. And eventually she got the CT scan, and she was cured. Of course, we know today that chlorophyll is one of the strongest anti-cancer substances known in nature. And that is it's not an accident why you go to the hippie store, and they literally sell grass. And so it's amazing that you talk about supplementation and eating nutritious food, well-balanced diet, because and here's another example of a cure. You know, you should have that recurrence by now, but you're cured. You passed 5 years. And I think a lot of it in my surgical view is that you eating such nutritious food, such anti-cancer foods, such as chlorophyll, you know, rye. Maybe you're also eating nuts, you know, almonds, of course, have Laetril. Almonds.
10 almonds a day, at least. That's my
okay,
that
you see?
Then.
So here's yet another cure to put in my surgical book of somebody who, you know, basically cured herself with these wonderful, natural, powerful, natural supplements. So there you go, Natalie, once again. When all else fails, follow nature. When all else fails.
Absolutely. It's funny how you get the wake-up call. You know, some people get a more dramatic wake-up call than others. You know, I thought I was fit and healthy and in perfect shape, and that's why 6 doctors for a year did not diagnose my cancer. They missed it, and they have all of them said I was fine, I was perfectly healthy, because I was an athlete. Nobody thought to take a blood test and x-ray to find out why I was having chest pains for a year. They just kept blowing me off because I was young and healthy.
You know, who would guess in this perfect-looking, slim, athletic creature, young creature, that she would have cancer. So it's not that doctors are idiots. It's just that she did not show up with a classic picture of somebody who has cancer.
I tell people, too, that don't give up. If your body's telling you something, don't give up. Make sure you get them to address it, because mine was severe chest pains for a year until I finally couldn't breathe well. And as an athlete, I knew that wasn't normal, because I could go all day long and not be out of breath. Now it's running around, you know, like 2 feet, and I couldn't breathe. So you got to listen to your bodies, because you
listen
know better than
your
doctors
body.
Do. And make
Amen.
Them take notice.
Hey, talk about a mega winner. If you don't mind just changing notes here for a second. You got, you know, I've been on television for a long, long time, and we've gotten a couple awards, but you got an Emmy first season? How is that possible, pretty girl? How is that possible?
Well, I guess that's another one of the miracles.
How?
I was going about my business, and my husband and I decided to produce this show, you know, local here in the Southeast region, the 6 states in the Southeast, and I just wanted to give my voice to the voiceless, which are the nonprofits and charities, and start telling their stories. So we totally did this with our family money. Wanted to, like Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland, let's put on a show. And we did. And through a process of divine connection, met up with an Emmy-winning newscaster, Wes Sargentson, who loved what I was doing and said, I got the story for you that really story needs to be told. And he came out and helped me direct and got some NBC camera guys to come out all on a dime. They really did it out of a good venture to tell this woman's story, who owns this wonderful Noah's Ark Rehabilitation Center for Children and Animals. So we told that story. I was in heaven going from animal to animal, getting kissed by 1,000-pound bears. It was the most incredible day telling this little girl's story, her little girl dream. When she was 4, she wanted to rescue animals. And from that, we entered it into the Emmys. And I was as shocked as anybody else when I was nominated, because I was up against, you know, local shows from NBC and Fox. And I'm like, hey, I'm a little fish. And then when it won, it just was another point to let people know, never give up on your dreams. And if you're not in the fish pond, you can't swim with the big fish. Just get in the pond. Start moving. Because you never know when you're going to be the next big fish. Because God's got a plan for your life, but you've got to be in motion for it to take shape. So we just did it, not knowing that we couldn't. You know, if we had known everything we know now, we might not have started. But we didn't know what we didn't know. And we didn't know all the obstacles we should have known about. So we just went to do it, to tell good stories.
Now,
yeah, that's what happened.
All right, is Live Your Legacy Summit, and people can get information on it when they go to liveyourlegacysummit.com. Is this sort of a real life version of the TV show that you won the Emmy for?
Yes, and in a nutshell it is. I'm going to be honoring legacies. People have great legacies, whether it's from music or from whatever their career is, to nonprofits, with a room full of people who have a legacy to be told. They're going to be teaching everything from how to finance your legacy, because finances might be a problem right now. You might be saying, yes, I've got a calling, but I have no money to even start, and I can't give it time because I don't have the cash. To showing people that are living the legacy now and how they did it, how they overcame obstacles, and how to identify what your legacy is. Some people, it might just, their legacy is their children. And they need to nurture that and be happy with that, because those children are exactly what's going to be the next generation, their legacy. You think of, you know, Billy Graham's mom, that was her legacy. But yours also might be what Dr. Ray does and the lives he touches and the legacies he's living. So we just need to find our legacies so we can give attention to it. Because what we give attention to is what grows. We can't keep it under the carpet, so we need to bring it out.
Great point. We're going to take another quick break here on the air with Dr. Robert Ray. And when we come back, I'm going to get Ray and Dr. Ray to talk about, in specific, the charities they've been a part of and how it's touched their lives and what they've changed as part of the charitable work that they've done. And I want to give some hints to our listeners. If you want to get involved, what kind of charities are out there? Which ones can help you fulfill something inside of you to get on the road to living your own legacy? If you're just tuning in, stay with us. We're talking with Aray McGarry. She's the author of I Won't Survive, I'll Thrive, a brilliant book on how she survived cancer and came out the other side. She's also the host of Live Your Legacy, which has won an Emmy, and now she is producing these on-site summits all over the country. So we have a lot more to talk about here on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray. Stay with us.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN.
If you're one of the millions of people who have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or are overweight, don't join the club. It's time to leave that club. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural supplement with ingredients proven to help lower blood pressure, cholesterol, improve blood flow, and even improve your sex life. Here is what Heart Factors users say.
Hi, this is John from New Jersey, and I'm 42 years old, and I ordered your bottle of Heart Factors because of my high blood pressure. Last spring, it was 134 over 93. Now my blood pressure is 120 over 82, and the doctor got me off the medication. This stuff is really good and without any side effects.
John dropped his blood pressure over 10 points and without the medication side effects. See if Heart Factors will work for you. Try it now free for a full 30 days. Call 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536. If Heart Factors doesn't work for you, you never pay. It's that easy. Call now and get your 30-day trial. 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
Ladies, if you are worried about fine lines and wrinkles on your face and would like to get rid of them, then let me tell you about Essotique, the amazing all-natural collagen builder from Chamonix. Essotique is packed with pure antioxidants and natural collagen builders, so it doesn't hide wrinkles like other products. It effectively treats wrinkles, so your skin will be younger, healthier, and softer than ever before. And now is the perfect time to try Essotique, because for a limited time, you can try it free for 30 days. That's right. This incredible skincare is yours to try free at home for a whole month. Call 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085, and just pay shipping today. But wait, call in the next 20 minutes and Chamonix will include not one, but two free gifts. You will get their amazing vitamin C serum and their luxurious neck treatment absolutely free with your order. Don't miss out on this incredible free trial offer. Call now, 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
Okay, guys, welcome back on the radio with Dr. Ray. And we're so lucky today to have Ray McGarry, who basically has survived the unsurvivable and went on to win an Emmy Award. So not only did she overcome the impossible, but thrived. And that is, of course, the title of our book, I Won't Survive, I'll Thrive. But Ray, I want to talk a little bit about, because I know your life has been very rich on the area of giving back. I personally believe that charity will cover a multitude of sins. And in my, you know, rowdy young adult years, you know, I accumulated quite a stack of sins. So not only do I have an opportunity to create that inner beauty by giving back to society, but I also have an opportunity to erase some of those misdeeds of the past by doing charity. And I become quite addicted. I just came back from Africa where I did some free surgery just 3-4 days ago. Ray, what are some of your favorite charities? What are some of the favorite ways in the past that you have given back to your community, you know, your society, etc.?
Well, I want people to know that, you know, in this economy, they might be thinking, why is there, I can, you know, feed my family, never mind, you know, have money for charities, even though the heart is there and they want to, they just can't see any way to have an extra dime to give. And I want people to know that sometimes it's just your time. A lot of the charities, of course, they need cash, but they need your time. Going out there, doing service work and volunteering, cleaning out your closet. A lot of the charities, like the domestic violence shelters, they need your clothes. They need things you're not wearing. Can mean a lot to them. I have a lot of boutiques in our area that you can donate your gently used clothes and they sell it, and you can designate the charity that that money goes to. So there's no money out of your pocket, but you can take things out of your house that you're just collecting and you're not using. And, you know, like you can also donate, you know, things from an old car you may be thinking of, you know, junking. There's lots of ways we have value in most of our lives, not everybody's, but that we can give back with. But we all have the value of time. Even if it's, you know, reading a book to a child or something, whatever your passion is.
On your website, which is ramcgarry.com, and we'll certainly post that on the Facebook page so everyone can link to it. And then going back to your background, as Dr. Ray's mentioned on the show, you lost your mother to cancer. Your brother was treated for cancer. You had cancer.
Right.
I would think somebody that has gone through what you went through, you would support cancer charities. But when I'm on your website, You've got everything from the NoahsArk.org to Toys for Tots, Habitat for Humanity, Soldiers in Atlanta, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Rape Response Humane Society. I mean, you don't seem to discriminate, when it comes to charities.
I'm a non-discriminating type of person. Well, because by going through domestic violence and cancer, I just realized there's a lot of good causes out there. Mine isn't the only one. Just because I went through it doesn't mean that's it. My legacy, my goal is to help as many as I can, to touch as many people and nonprofits as I can. I want people to choose what's close to their heart, because I love kids, I love animals, I love women, I love so many different causes. And if you're helping a nonprofit, that's a good thing. And it doesn't matter which one it is, if they're helping a disease or helping a homeless child or helping, smiles, the dentist helping give free smiles to people. I think it's all good. So I'm non-discriminatory.
Yeah, well, that's good to know. And again, if you're interested in getting more information on how you can get involved, especially with what she's doing, go to liveyourlegacysummit.com, and there's a ton of information there. Dr. Ray, you talk about keeping everyone on track in this world on the three levels, nutrition-wise, physical, and then spiritual. What do you want to tell our listeners about getting involved, the work you've done with charities, and how that changes you from the inside?
It's beneficial at so many different levels. And I dare say it's probably the lesson that we're supposed to take home, which is to love our neighbor as much as we love ourselves. It's so beneficial so many different levels. Let's pick a medical point of view. When you go to that soup kitchen and volunteer, when you go read to a child, as Ray said, when you go to the cancer ward in the hospital, the pediatric cancer ward, when you come home that night and you look in the mirror, you're going to notice that you cannot get rid of your smile. Number two, you almost seem to be radiating light. And perhaps that's the reason why for the millennia, artists have depicted good people with an aura of light around them. Artists are very sensitive. They notice these things. How many times some of my spoiled rich patients, I said, listen, you don't need an operation. I know you come from a millionaire family. Do me a huge favor. Go work in that pediatric cancer ward and go read for the children or whatever. And they come back cured. They're radiating light and they have a smile they can't get rid of and their blues have gone away. So from a medical point of view, not only does it decrease your blood pressure and make you happier and, overcome those doldrums, the blues, but from a spiritual point of view, we all have done things that we're not proud of. And some of us have done very severe things. And pretty much every Holy Writ talks about charity will cover a multitude of sins.
I got a question on that note, Dr. Ray. I read somewhere that actually people who are charitable in the medical record books, that they actually do live longer lives and have healthier hearts. Is that true?
Absolutely, because when we're so focused on self, that's a non-winning proposition. When you become totally focused on self, it's only one way it can go, downhill. Into depression and self-destruction and so on and so forth. Cicero said, know thyself, but Jesus came along with a much higher law, and Jesus says, give thyself. We know what happened to, the Romans. To this day, religious people continue to thrive. So I think so from that point of view is also very beneficial from a societal point of view. Obviously, that doesn't require explanation. The children benefit. These abused women benefit. Society in general becomes a kinder, gentler place. I mean, every way you look at it, charity is a winning proposition. And I dare say it is the purpose, I believe, of this mortal journey is can you love somebody as much or more than yourself? I think is the ultimate lesson. And I then, so that I'm not like many, many people who preach and don't actually do it, I every year get involved. Just came back from Africa where I did free surgery and taught the surgeons there to do some of the advanced surgeries we do here. And before that, I had gone to Honduras. They had overthrown the government. And I was doing the cleft lips under, enemy fire, basically, and 14 bodyguards, but still wasn't sufficient. Before that, I was in Brazil. Before that, I was in Mexico. So I believe, we don't all have to go out there and do cleft lips. But certainly, we've had many members of our cleft lip team that were not surgeons. They just, stay with the children after surgery and gave them little toys and play with them. So the world is such great need. It would be impossible not to find an opportunity.
And let me ask this, Araya. You were a white-faced clown. Does that count as charity?
What does that mean? I'm totally lost.
Well, if you ever go to the circus, you have the white face clowns. They wear the white face. They've got the long eyelashes. They're the pretty clowns.
You know, oh, they got the big smiles.
Yeah, they're the ones that are not supposed to get the pie in the face, although I've gotten a few of those. And I started that in college when somebody said from all my comedy I did and all the musical comedy theaters I was doing, they said, you'd make a great clown. And I love kids. So I said, well, how do you become one of those? So I actually went to clown college and learned how to be a professional clown and design my makeup, learn to juggle. And I've done it in churches. I was a gospel clown. I did Jerry Lewis telethons. Just something I do for fun. And again, maybe that's the secret to my longevity, because if you're a clown, you're going to be a lot happier than if you're not one.
I like that, clown college.
Yes.
Maybe that's what happened to me. That's unbelievable. Clown college. You're a proud graduate of clown college.
Went to Ringling's. I almost went to the one because I was in Florida, but I didn't want to per se join the circus because I'm still more of a homebody. I wanted to settle down and have a family.
You know, one other thing I'm curious about, and Dr. Ray, you've got some insight here as well. You know, all right, you were Mrs. U.S. Beauty of Georgia 2003, and you were given the title of Most Inspirational Contestant. And we talk about beauty contests a lot on this show because not only does Dr. Ray judge so many of them, but a lot of his clients are contestants. And beauty queens and beauty contestants tend to get a bad rap, but doesn't that in itself allow you to go out and do a lot of good in the world that maybe you didn't have the ability to do before? And what is this most inspirational contestant? I never even knew they give out awards.
Well, I did that contest for one reason. It was after my cancer. And I had come out of cancer. I had the steroid in cancer, the prednisone. So it put 30 pounds on me.
Horrible.
I didn't feel good. I was out of breath because my lungs had been removed. I had been bald. I was fat. And I, you know, it took a long time.
I'm sorry, did you just say you were bald and fat and had no lungs and you entered a beauty contest?
Well, no, it was after that. I had to get myself back in mode. But I certainly, when I did the beauty contest, was not back to size 5. I was probably an 8 or 10. But I was back into good shape as far as I was able to now, you know, walk a good length. My hair had grown back. But I did it for this reason, to show women you're beautiful no matter what. If you're taking care of yourself and you're taking some time for you to feel beautiful inside, not just outside, that it doesn't matter what your size is. Make yourself look good for whatever, you know, makes you feel good, not for the outside world. Whatever that takes is fine. But I wanted to show there was beauty after cancer, after hair loss, after a weight gain. You can lose it. You can get back in shape. And I was able to do that and then stand up there on stage with my husband, because it was Mrs. U.S. Beauty. I wanted to also show the world that there's a Prince Charming out there after domestic violence. So I have a big platform to show women that you're beautiful no matter what. Feel good about yourself. Take healthy steps. I had to make a grueling comeback from, this horrible surgery, cancer, weight gain, the whole nine yards, just to feel normal, never mind look like a beauty queen.
Very inspiring testament to what you can really achieve in life no matter what happens to you. We're speaking with Aray McGarry, and you can find out more about what she's doing at liveyourlegacysummit.com. If you want to get involved or just be inspired by the people that she's working with, and certainly we encourage you to get a copy of her book, I Won't Survive, I'll Thrive. I think we can get a lot out of just the attitude which you brought to so many of the struggles that you're facing in life. We're going to take another quick break here on the air with Dr. Robert Ray. Stay with us. We're going to wrap up this show with a couple more surprises here on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray. Stay with us.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
Ladies, if you are worried about fine lines and wrinkles on your face and would like to get rid of them, then let me tell you about Essotique, the amazing all-natural collagen builder from Chamonix. Essotique is packed with pure antioxidants and natural collagen builders, so it doesn't hide wrinkles like other products. It effectively treats wrinkles, so your skin will be younger, healthier, and softer than ever before. And now is the perfect time to try Essotique, because for a limited time, you can try it free for 30 days. That's right, this incredible skincare is yours to try free at home for a whole month. Call 800-731-1085, 800-731-1085, and just pay shipping today. But wait, call in the next 20 minutes and Chamonix will include not one, but two free gifts. You will get their amazing vitamin C serum and their luxurious neck treatment absolutely free with your order. Don't miss out on this incredible free trial offer. Call now, 800-731-1085. 800-731-1085.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
If you're one of the millions of people who have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or are overweight, don't join the club. It's time to leave that club. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural supplement with ingredients proven to help lower blood pressure, cholesterol, improve blood flow, and even improve your sex life. Here is what Heart Factors users say.
Hi, this is John from New Jersey, and I'm 42 years old, and I ordered your bottle of Heart Factors because of my high blood pressure. Last spring, it was 134 over 93. Now my blood pressure is 120 over 82, and the doctor got me off the medication. This stuff is really good and without any side effects.
John dropped his blood pressure over 10 points and without the medication side effects. See if Heart Factors will work for you. Try it now free for a full 30 days. Call 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536. If Heart Factors doesn't work for you, you never pay. It's that easy. Call now and get your 30-day trial. 800-240-6536. 800-240-6536.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to On the Radio with Dr. Ray and co-host Natalie Day. Find out more about Dr. Ray and the radio program by visiting drrobertrayhealth.com. Now, back to our program.
You guys, I learned so much, as I'm sure you have learned from Ray, on how to survive the unsurvivable. How to get out of bed when you just want to crawl underneath your blankets and sleep the whole day away. One of the most important take-home messages that I will walk away with today is what she taught early in the show. She says, it seems sometimes that the pond is full of big fishes. And even if you're a little fish, just hop in the pond and be in motion and something will happen. Something good will happen. Now, I love that. America is a terrible place today, right?
Yes.
With the double dip recession and the S&P downgrade. As I come back from two very hopeful countries, Brazil and South Africa, where the economy is booming, as I walk into America, I can cut the sadness in the air. You know, and this is a country of winners. I swim to America because it was a country of winners. For the first time in my entire life, I've seen a country that is brought to its knees by sadness and hopelessness. So I cannot think of a better person to ask this from. Ray, I want you to take us step by step. Somebody just lost their home. It's the first day. They're in bed. They don't want to get out of bed. What is the first step? Or they've just been diagnosed with breast cancer if they're overseas. Or, you know, the kid has been called to war. Whatever. What is the first step? Day number one.
Well, my first step is my faith is in God, not in this any one country, any one leader, because man will always fail us, but God never will. But his timing is not our timing. So we have to say, partner with your God, partner with God, your faith, and say, okay, Lord, what do I, I'm going to take action today. Help me know what it is. But I'm going to put one foot in front of the other. And he's given us all talents, and usually it's hidden things we'd like to do. Sometimes your hidden legacy or your next job is hidden in a hobby that you've always had a passion for. And I tell my people around here, you know, that are out of work, go volunteer at a place where you would love to eventually work at. Take that step forward, get dressed, take a break from maybe looking for that job and go volunteer somewhere today. You might get a new, fresh idea. You might meet somebody that says, hey, I'd love you to come work for me. I'm starting this project. And surround yourself with positive people that are in motion. Because you become like the five people you hang out with most. So you may need to change those people today to find some people that are in motion even during the bad times. The bad times are nothing new. We all have them, and every generation has. It's what we do with them. And some of the greatest things, greatest people, and greatest companies and businesses started at the worst of times.
Amen. What a winner. I think she's tattooed to her forehead. Winner. Here's another little one, another thing I'm going to take away. You become like the five people you hang around with. You are the array for America at its darkest moment. So really, really appreciate it. And we're so much better 1 hour later because of you.
If I wanted to go to one of your summits, if I wanted to go and be inspired, do you go on tour periodically?
LiveYourLegacySummit.com and go ahead and contact me there and let me know you want me to come to your city because we're designing the nationwide tour as we speak. My first premier inaugural event is in Atlanta on September 10th. So from there, we're going to go nationwide and then we are going to go worldwide. So no place is without the chance for me to get there. If you want to contact me and let me know, then I know there's an interest in that city. We'll do our best to make it happen.
All right.
What a great opportunity.
Thank you so much, Ara, for being on the program today. We, I think, are helping a lot of people that, you know, to realize that life goes on and it can either go on in a great way or it can go on in a sad way. And it's really a choice. So I want to encourage everyone to get a copy of your book, I Won't Survive, I'll Thrive. It's a story of overcoming and being better than you were. And I think you've given us plenty of examples there. And you really do speak to what Dr. Ray believes in on so many levels, whether it's just keeping your mind and body healthy, doing more for others. So really, I think you've touched our audience in a great way. And I, again, encourage people to go to LiveYourLegacySummit.com and find out how you can get involved and do this in your life. We will have you back on the program soon, Ray. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Great show.
Thank you, baby.
Great work.
Hey, you guys, what a tremendous winner, huh? It's amazing how God sends the right people at the right time to help buoy all of us up. And here's a woman who, you know, earned the right to just sit at home and feel sorry for herself.
Yes.
Yet, she stayed in motion, as she always preaches. She stayed in motion. She forgot herself and gave herself to help others. What a lesson in being a winner.
One thing that she talked about, which I think is so key, is that so many people are out of work right now. And the easiest thing to do is be out of work and sit home and feel sorry for yourself. Well, if you're sitting home...
Or turn to the bottle, even more dangerous.
Exactly. And if you're sitting around doing nothing because you're out of work, you know, why not donate your time? Put your body in motion in a way that's positive. And what happens? To her point, you may be volunteering for a charity and all of a sudden that turns into a job in a, maybe a direction you've never looked at. So I thought that was a really interesting idea of if you're not doing anything, start doing something and see what happens.
Yeah, stay in motion. I like what she said. You know, you can't just sit on that couch and hope for wonderful things as you scratch yourself watching TV. Nothing's ever going to happen. You have to stay in motion. You got to stay in the game.
Absolutely. And I want to encourage everyone to go to our Facebook page and post your stories of inspiration, post comments, questions, or maybe use it as a soundboard to, you know, what's frustrating you and see, you know, if we can start a dialogue there where Dr. Ray can maybe help keep you inspired and motivated in motion. So join us there on the Facebook page. We're just on the few seconds here out of time on the radio here with Dr. Robert Ray. Dr. Ray, what do people have in store for you coming up in the next couple of weeks? You staying home for a little bit?
Well, I'm going back to Brazil a week and a half, and we're going to launch our book, Charlie Fusco and myself, our book, Body by Ray in Brazil, and also launching a wonderful collection of slimming jeans, really sexy with the little ribs and the wonderful designs and the pockets and all that. We are also launching a lingerie collection in Brazil, you know, designed by a plastic surgeon. So that, you know, your cute assets will be even cuter. And because we want you, you know what we want? What is it that we're about? What is it, Natalie, that you and I are about? We're about self-esteem. We're about self-confidence.
How do you feel great in this world?
You know what? Because you really can't conquer the world. You haven't conquered yourself. So we want people to feel a little prettier about themselves, not necessarily run off to surgery. So that's the next project. And then I'm going to Mexico. And I'm shooting a program for TV3, Mis Doctores, Mexico City, and a novella. Believe it or not, I'm shooting a novella in Mexico City. So we're going to be very, very busy, but doing charity all along.
Again, everyone, make sure you're following Robert Ray MD on Twitter. Make sure you're part of the Facebook page because there's a lot going on, a lot of opportunities, a lot of new fun projects and products and things coming down that you want to take advantage of. So follow us there and join us next week here on the radio with Dr. Robert Ray.
Thank you again for listening. On the Radio with Dr. Ray will be back next Thursday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Please join host Dr. Robert Ray and co-host Natalie Day again for another terrific show. And have a great week until then. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.